Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, leadership. Afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, man?
I'm pushing and pulling, my Lord, and yourself.
No, we're trying, man. Can't complain. The Lord is still on our side. Thank you for asking. Now, we're continuing with our subject that we were discussing yesterday, and we're getting deeper and trying to understand this subject. And probably every Adventist youth has heard the term equally or unequally yoked. And so today, we want to define what this means and what the big deal honestly is. And surely there are good people in every faith. So why there's so much emphasis on a shared faith? And that's what we want to have uncovered at the end of this conversation. So, Pastor, what does it mean to be equally yoked?
I think the good question, maybe what is a yoke? Because it comes from Jesus Christ, if I remember well, where he said, "Come to me, all you who are tired of this world. Come and take my yoke upon you, and then I will give you rest." So, meaning, when you say you are equally yoked, it means you are under the yoke of Christ, not of a certain some sphere, but of Christ, because we have two yokes, whether it's for Christ or for darkness. Now, when we talk about someone who you are in the same yoke with, now you need to remember that the advantages of being under Christ's yoke, number one, is when you find rest. That's number one. Number two, you become a student of life, because Christ says you learn from me, meaning you don't become a teacher, you become a student. So that means it is the yoke of Christ, the world view of how Christ view life and other things as well. So I wanted to emphasize that before we get into a relationship.
Okay. All
because
right.
we seem to think ukuthi the term is only based on a certain organization. Maybe let's say I'm a Muslim, and then that one is a Shembe, that one is an Adventist. So they have their own yokes. You get me? If they have their own yokes, that means it's an ideology. Meaning when you get into a relationship, it's no longer under Christ, but it's under the yoke of an organization. Are we together on that aspect?
Yeah, I hear you.
That is why most people, they end up divorcing under the same yoke they are into. Let's say maybe they believe in the same beliefs, certain beliefs or whatever. But at the end of the day, because they are not under the yoke of Christ, they end up divorcing due to experiencing hardships. But remember, the yoke of Christ says, "You come to me, I give you rest, and you shall find rest for your souls."
All right. I hear you, Pastor. So you're saying that equally yoke means that those who are under Christ?
Yes, sir.
Who are both under Christ. So can people become unequally yoked when they're in the same organization?
Yes.
How so? Because they are all under Christ.
Okay. Like I said, the first interpretation is based on the yoke of Christ. And then the second interpretation is based on the yoke of a certain organization.
Get me?
For an example, I like the statement that once said by Pastor Papu. He once said, if a bicycle is in the garage for a long time, it doesn't mean it will turn into a car. Yeah, the fact that I'm in church, it doesn't mean I'm a believer. I can be in church with certain agenda. To get the point.
I see.
So yes, we can be unequally yoked in the same sphere. Sasenkonzweni. Because people have different maybe I would think ibeka nje so that izozwakala. Being equally yoked is about worldview. What do you believe about the world you live in? And how does it relate to your core beliefs? Meaning, the values guide our behaviors, decisions, and actions. If I say, tell me what you value, I will tell you who you are.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the yoke, it's a broad view where I'm saying it's a lens where I look the world through.
All right. Okay.
That shapes my values.
And so if it's not equal, it means that the other person does not share those values.
Yes.
I see. So what is the importance of being equally yoked then in a courtship?
Number one, vision is going to be one. That's why the Bible says where there is no vision, people perish. Number two, being faithful, that relationship, no matter what, they will always be faithful.
Yeah.
If they believe in one thing, they'll always be faithful, not to each other, but to themselves. Because the mistakes that we make is when we want to be faithful to the other person while you are not faithful to yourself. No matter how much you try, you will always fail.
Okay.
So that's number two. Number three, working towards one goal. Working towards one goal. Here, we are here to cultivate each other, to experience life together, to see the bigger picture of marriage or of living together. The devotion of the relationship. We care about each other. There is a support for our partners. Like that connection, that connection that start from the spiritual sphere to mentally, emotionally, even physically as well.
All right.
Now the last one, which is very important. I always talk about this most of the time because ngingibona ukuthi yona into emina ngeke ngithi it's a core value umuntu ekumele they should consider when looking for a partner. Proverbs chapter 24, when you read verse number 3,
okay,
it will say, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. Now, in Zulu, it will say, ngokuhlakaniphindwe yaqiniswa noma iyakhiwa. So if we can hold that is the honest truth. Ethi ukuqala kokuhlakanipha ukumesaba uNkulunkulu. Now that means that wisdom is when we fear God. That is the first intensity enjoyayo kwi relationship equally yoked, where we are both enjoying the benefits from God and where we acknowledge the existence and the presence of God. Because kwi unequally is where someone acknowledges the presence of God and when someone acknowledges the existence of God, but does not acknowledge the presence.
What would be some of the examples, Mfundisi, of maybe a couple that is unequally yoked? How would that look like?
For an example, let's talk about the Sabbath.
Right.
Let's talk about the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that the Sabbath is a freedom. Is a freedom for us as SDA people.
Yeah.
Now, why am I saying that? When you read in Exodus chapter 20, verse number 8, it will tell you that you, your family, your livestock, everything must rest on the seventh or on the Sabbath. You get what I'm saying? Now, that means the Sabbath acknowledges the importance of the family.
Okay.
Number two, the Sabbath acknowledges that you must be the boss. Number three, the Sabbath acknowledges that as the family, we must have things that we are owning. And we must have opportunities as well that we are sharing for other people. Number four, which is the last one.
Yes.
The last one is the one that talks about work, where it says you shall work for 6 days now and do all your work. So that is a separation again that says us, we only believe that we work for 6 days to do our work. Meaning, if I'm in a relationship with someone who keeps Sunday, they don't have all these things that I've mentioned under the law of Sunday. The law of Sunday says we must just go to church. There are no rules under that. But of the Sabbath, there are rules that accompany the law. So when you are in a relationship with such a person, they don't acknowledge or respect the values that comes within the sphere of a family. That the family must find time to rest and explore the world. Because the Bible says about the Sabbath, worship him who made the heavens and the earth and the fountains and the streams. Meaning, it also includes us. Ukuthi, if you enter the Sabbath, you must enjoy, explore, see the world, how big it is, how beautiful it is. Do you get what is aligned to the Sabbath and what is aligned to Sunday?
When I'm
equally yoked with someone who is the same faith as me, we are going to enjoy life to the fullest. When I'm in a relationship with someone who does not value that, on Sabbath I will be going to church and she or he will be going to somewhere. Once again, we have kids. Maybe we have kids as the family start to grow. There is going to be maybe misunderstandings on how we nurture our family or how we discipline our kids. Or someone will be coming with his own things and someone will be coming again with his own rules.
Right.
So at the end of the day, the sheep will sing.
Hey, sadly so. Now, Pastor, before I let you go, how soon can love be part of the courtship?
I don't know how it was explained, but I've just come up with my understanding on that one, because I was going to link it with the first explanation of what courtship is. What I can say is how we view love as people is different from how God view love.
Mm.
For an example.
Yes.
Love, we are love. That is why when the Bible says God is love, and we know we're made by the image and the likeness of God. Now, the expression of love to us, it must be part of our lives, but not some sorts where we give it out and then we take it back. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, ngifuna ukuyibeka ngale ndlela.
All right.
In a courtship, once you start with feelings, or once you start with delusions, you're going to hurt yourself. But once you start with love, that's where even when the other person disappoints you, then when you have loved the person, we will know that the one who lost is the one who disappointed you.
Okay.
Meaning, love must be the first law that we start a relationship with.
But this one is not a relationship, it's a courtship. And we want to find out, when can we now talk love, in a courtship? Or can we even talk love in a courtship?
Okay. Maybe ke awuthi ngibe ngale ndlela so that izoba lula nje to cut explanation ende.
All right.
I will just say you can talk about love when you see ukuthi you are in the same direction with the person that you are pursuing. I think that way to make it easier. When you see ukuthi siyahambiselana, that's where maybe the subject of love can come in. Now we can talk maybe I don't know how it is, but as I said, if the topic of love maybe is gonna include marriage, maybe it's gonna include the things that we're going to do inside our relationship now, as we are working towards a certain goal, which is marriage. Yabona Leon, it depends ukuthi thina siviwa kanjani. Yes, sir.
All right. But that's lovely. Well, Pastor, thank you so much. That's what we have learned about courtship today and being unequally yoked or equally yoked. The pastor has explained that to us. Mfundisi, thank you so much for this afternoon. We're going to be connecting with you once again one last time tomorrow.
No problem, leadership. My Lord.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.